I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY-FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Archer's News and Sporting Goods. Every great small town needs a flourishing business district made up of great businesses. Archer's on Fraley Street was just that. The store served the needs of young and old, boys and girls, hunters, enthusiasts, and all manner of sports and hobbies. When Morris Archer moved from Warren and purchased the former Baldy's newsstand and pool room on Fraley at Field Street in 1945, he brought the skilled eye of a shopkeeper to town. Particularly after the store relocated in 1959 to its larger home at 105 Fraley, Morris Archer packed its 4,000 square feet of floor space with every treasure imaginable. The original Archer's location, that would later become the local home of Sears for many years, was a great spot to sell newspapers and tobacco. In the post-war era, which was part of the golden age of newspapers, local and national stories got brighter by the day, just the tonic that the public needed after suffering from years of news fatigue. Archer's News carried all the big city newspapers that could be shipped by rail in timely fashion, along with a full array of national magazines like the Saturday Evening Post and the Sporting News. To avoid sellouts, home delivery could be arranged through newsboys for those agreeing to subscribe in advance. Morris Archer's Kane store really hit its stride after moving into the much larger Hanson Building site at 105 Fraley, the former site of Red and White Food Store. In 1941, when the site was being readied for a new grocery, a Turkish bathhouse dating to the 1890s was discovered in the basement of the venerable building. Finding himself with all the floor space he needed, Archer's expanded its offerings. Son Jack Archer would later run his own store in Bradford for almost 40 years, took the lead on improving the parking facility in the Kane Commons at the rear entrance to the store. Although the lot was a financial loser as a standalone business, the resurfaced space would be a convenience to merchants for years to come, including Archer's. Archer's offered a huge display of printed products, books, magazines, newspapers, occupied the space in the back half of the store that led out the back door. Thanks to Archer's, many local youngsters began collecting matchbook cars and the colorful comics of the days. Because there were so many tempting products in the store to pilfer, a sign on the back door stated that kids were required to request permission to leave by the rear exit. Archer's was the place for hunting and fishing licenses, guns and ammo, greeting cards, balsa wood airplanes, pocket knives and tennis balls, not to mention all of the gifts and housewares for Mom. The latest toys were always in stock and conspicuously displayed. The store had gleaming new bicycles that smelled of fresh rubber and BB guns and footballs. My favorite was the display of model kits that was opposite the magazine racks. There were plastic cars, boats, and airplanes for hobby enthusiasts of all ages. As a kid, I had my eye on a sleek X-15 hypersonic rocket-powered aircraft model for weeks. One Sunday after church, I finally got the nerve to ask my dad if he would buy it for me. He said, "Eddie, I have to work for 2 hours to make enough money to buy that." To which I replied, "That's okay, Dad. I can wait." Morris Archer, the man with a vision for a great store on the hilltop and the keen eye of a shopkeeper, passed away in 1985. I think he would smile knowing the space is well utilized today as home to the successful Table 105 restaurant. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming. and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.